joining us on the fan line, assistant men's basketball coach over at the University of Sioux Falls, Nate Kading. Hey, Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm glad to be on with you guys.
Coach, typically Division II basketball, here we are, you know, June 1st this weekend. What are coaches normally doing this time of the year?
Yeah, it's a big recruiting and camp time. You know, our guys actually finished up with school here back about a week and a half ago. And so they're off here for a little couple weeks before a few of them return for summer workouts. So, yeah, right now we're in the office. We can't actually be out on the road recruiting, but a big point in time to start making contacts with already 2015 and soon to be 2016 when we can do that here on June 15th. But yeah, the recruiting aspect certainly never stops, and then we're excited about rolling with a couple camps here real quick.
I know your official title is assistant coach and, you know, the recruiting coordinator. What is it about the recruiting and going out and talking to these kids that's most rewarding for you?
Yeah, I would say the relationships. Yeah, you know, the relationships that you get to build with these young men and certainly their families and oftentimes high school and AAU coaches and just anybody that surrounds the recruitment. You know, some of them, I mean, you start knowing these kids from the point in time where you recruit them to when they're done playing them or playing or finishing up their career. Yeah, you may know them for 6, 7, 8 years even. And so that's just a special type deal, and especially when they end up in your program, certainly that's the end goal, and be able to see them graduate and play for you that way. But the relationship aspect and developing that and fostering that is something that I really enjoy and that we try to take a lot of pride in here at USF.
How about on the flip side of that, Nate? Is there a particularly part of it that can be a little more stressful than others when it comes to selling the kids on your program compared to maybe somebody else's program?
Yeah, I mean, certainly that's one of the areas that when you get turned down or maybe receive some news that you weren't hoping for. Certainly, that's an area that you expend so much time and energy trying to get these kids to come to your university and your program, and when it doesn't always go your way or how you think it should, I mean, you kind of take a step back, and you know, there's times where it's that you don't obviously get the news that you wanted. But the thing about it is, and what students and maybe people don't realize, for every yes that we receive and every guy that ends up in our program and at our university, we probably receive, you know, 7 or 8 no's for every yes that we get, because we're not just recruiting the 16, 17 guys that are in our program. We recruit certainly much more than that, and then try to target our top guys, and hopefully we end up with those guys. Certainly it doesn't always happen that way, though.
Hey, we'll talk about your coaching camps that are coming to USF here in a second. You're looking for the players of tomorrow, but the current staff that you have, or the current players you have on staff, what are their expectations during the summer? How much time do you expect them to be in the gym during the summer?
Well, we actually can't directly work with them. Our coaching staff can't actually do that. At the Division I level, you can do that. That hasn't quite trickled down yet to the Division II level. But they can work with our strength and conditioning staff. And there's some NCAA compliance things there.
Sure.
They really
but on their own,
directly.
At least on their own, you're hoping that they're doing a lot of stuff in the gym, I would suspect.
Yes, no doubt. Yeah, we provide them with information that we would like them to accomplish, and they can send that stuff back to us, and you know, we can hold them accountable certainly with phone calls. And
I made all my free throws. I made all my free throws over the summer, Coach.
That's good. Well, I tell you what, we were about a 77% free throw shooting team. That was darn near the tops in our league. So we have that aspect. We have that aspect down. Now if you come and defend a little bit, that's something that we need to improve on for next year.
I don't think you want to see Maddie get down in a squat.
I will never get back up.
He's Nate Kading, assistant head coach USF men's basketball here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So we are starting to get into the busy time of the year, Coach, with all these camps. I know coming up this weekend, this is really your junior coup basketball camp, and things really kick off from there. Tell us about that junior coup camp coming up June 2nd and the 3rd.
Yep. Starts up this Monday. It's actually open to both boys and girls. It's a 2-day camp from 9 to 11 every day. It's open from open for kindergartners through fifth graders, and it's just at the beginning camp. It's a lot of fun. We teach a lot of fundamentals of the game, and it's open to all skill levels. You know, whether you've been around the game a bunch or whether you're just starting to get involved in it, certainly open to all that. And yeah. June 2nd and 3rd, 9 to 11, our registration is still open. We will accept walk-ups. However, there is registration online. So any listeners or want to get signed up, you can jump on our website and do so all the way up until Monday morning.
Kids have plenty of time now to do stuff, so they can go to a basketball camp next Monday and Tuesday, help them out.
No doubt.
Kindergarten through fifth grade. Again, like Nate said, you can register online. Everything at usfcougars.com. After this junior coup camp, though, Monday and Tuesday, one near the end of the month, tell us about the instructional camp.
Yep, yeah, we actually have a USF instructional camp and an offensive skills camp, and those are both set for just males. And it's basically just our staff and a couple of our players helping us out. This one on the 2nd and 3rd, the female staff as well is going to help us out there. But the one on the 2nd and the 3rd, it's 4 days. It's Monday through Thursday. We're going to have the younger kids, K through 5, in the morning. And then we got the older kids, 6 through 12, in the afternoon. And that's more of a, you know, we got them for 4 days. We got them for a little bit more time. And it's certainly where we put them on teams and do a lot of competitive games, and it just allows us to have more of your true camp experience, where our junior coup camp is a little bit more of a clinic, still very good, still have a lot of fun, but those are kind of the differences between the three camps.
I can't stress enough, and you probably agree, but the basic fundamentals, you've got to work on those in the summer, and that's where you can get more one-on-one time and work on that, so that when fall comes, you don't have to. You've got more basic fundamentals for basketball.
Yeah. No question. We're going to have plenty of staff here to get that one-on-one time, and we're even willing to show up early and stay late if there's any type of questions or. And you hit it right on the head. The quicker and the sooner that you start on that stuff at a young age. I mean, you can watch the NBA playoffs, and there's stuff that you see out there with the footwork and different things like that, that you can tell those guys have the fundamentals mastered, and that starts from just working hard and starting at the game with an early age.
You know, Coach, when you're in these camps and these clinics, and maybe for kids that are a little bit older, and you're trying to teach them the right way to do things, is there ever a skill or a particular way that kids come in that is hardest to unteach them, something maybe a bad habit that you see over and over again?
I mean, yeah, you look at all the aspect. The one thing that when a kid usually goes in the gym, boy or girl, the first thing that they're always going to want to do is get shots up. And when you start shooting at a young age, and you don't necessarily use the proper technique when shooting a basketball, whether it's because you're not quite strong enough or you're trying to shoot on a 10-foot hoop, you can develop some habits that way that makes it really, really difficult to break those when you're growing up, you know, shooting one way. Now, the thing that we like to do, we got littler hoops, and we'll use smaller basketballs for the young people to really focus in on that technique and really focus on not necessarily whether the basketball is going in the hoop, but the technique that they're using to actually get the ball up there, to be certain that they're shooting the right way. And then you can, once you learn that process, you can start getting concerned about makes and misses. But shooting the basketball is certainly something, it's something that everyone wants to do. They want to do a lot, and they just got to make sure they're practicing the right technique.
The Junior Coup Basketball Camp, Monday and Tuesday of next week. It's a morning basketball camp, boys and girls. Kindergarten through fifth grade, go online, usfcougars.com. You can register right there online. Get that done today. Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. We'll get you back on again soon.
I appreciate your guys' time. It was good to fill in for Coach. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Nate.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Nate Kading joining us on the fan line. And by the way, certainly want to say hi to Coach Johnson, and we wish him all the best.
Yes.